Hello, City Church. My name is Tanner Collins, and welcome to City Church Together for Tuesday, July 20th. We are continuing in our Celebration Story series, preparing us for City Church's 10-year anniversary. This series is to look back on the hope and revival that God has worked through the church and its people. Here I have with me Debbie and Scott Russell. Debbie is currently serving on the women's ministry with City Church, and Scott is a former pastor who's currently working in counseling. Let's jump right in. Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Hey.
So excited for our conversation today. Been looking forward to it. Been texting with you guys throughout the week. A common question that I've been kind of starting off with our families here is, what did your guys' life look like before coming to the city? Or when you did first come to the city, what did your guys' marriage look like during that time?
Okay, so yeah. Tanner, So I was a pastor for 7 years, and then I did mission work for 5 years, and we were looking for a church that was missional and, that was biblical. And of course I knew Trevor a little bit before, he moved to seminary, and actually at the time Debbie was looking, cause I had left the church I'd been serving in, and we wanted to do something different at the time. And so basically we found City Church and we were so excited, and our marriage was good. Of course, you know, not perfect, no doubt. There was always issues that we needed to deal with here and there, but it was good overall. And we came to City Church, and what would you say? How would you describe it?
I mean, I would say that our marriage was, we thought our marriage was pretty good. You know, we would say, oh yeah, we've got a pretty good marriage. Yeah. We both loved Jesus. We loved our kids. We were a blended family, so we had some unique dynamics with that. I had been married before, and so I had two little boys when we got married. Yeah. And then we had our daughter, Emma. So, you know, family of five and busy, but there was this undercurrent between us that we hadn't identified yet that was kind of setting the stage for a crisis point later. Where I had some codependency coming out of my first marriage. I had been married to someone who was unfaithful, and it was a lot of just hurtful dynamics. So coming out of that, I had developed some codependency where I didn't like to deal with conflict. And then for Scott, there was this undercurrent of shame where he didn't want to be vulnerable. He didn't like to be transparent, even with me, though we didn't know that at the time. Like, we would have said we were really close.
Yeah. And so I loved the idea of City Church being missional and biblical, and I liked the people that I met, and I just didn't like them getting in my business. Yeah. And you know, oh, that's legalism. You know, that was my excuse. But really, that is biblical for us to know each other and what's going on, so that because we love each other, not because we want to get in each other's business. So about a year or two after we started going to City Church, I basically, there's some things I had not dealt with in my life, and it's all related to shame. And I figured that out through counseling stuff. And I fell into an addiction that was very crippling. And the bottom line is I was a 42-year-old video game addict. I mean, it's like, I was embarrassed about that. So I didn't want to tell anyone, you know, and I hid it. And if you know anything about addiction and shame cycle, you basically, you feel bad about something in your life, then you want to feel better. So you go to your addiction, and then you feel worse because you know it's not healthy or godly. And so you feel bad again. And so you go back to your addiction. And then you get in a cycle, and it gets worse and worse and worse. So that's kind of what I was going with. And she's over here not wanting anybody to know, because she's kind of like avoiding my anger and trying to keep everything under control. Because any addict is defensive, like when they're in their addiction. It's just the nature of the game.
I appreciate you guys being so vulnerable, considering your past, and just kind of acknowledging what you went through and your tendencies in the past. You were talking about like a crisis point. Could you go into more detail of that and how City Church kind of came to your aid in that moment?
Sure. So we had been doing, at a point when it had just gotten bad enough, I had reached out to our elders and our community group, and Scott had agreed to start doing some counseling, and we did about a year of counseling, but he was really stuck at that point in the addiction, and we had brought in our community, and all through that, they were so committed to walking with us in all of that and never really shaming him or criticizing me for what we were doing. But we got to a point where we had to separate because of where he was, and we did for 15 months. And during that time, for me, and I'll let Scott share kind of how the church supported him, but for me, there was just an immediate sense of people surrounding me. The women in my community group, I was working full-time still. They would bring dinner over just because they knew I was coming home, and it was like I didn't have to cook dinner for me and Emma. At the point we separated, both of our boys were out of the house, so it was just me and our daughter. But people from our community group were coming over, like mowing the yard, wanted to support me and let me know I wasn't alone in this season. And I know our elders would, different ones would email to just say, hey, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for Scott, I'm praying for Emma. Like, they didn't ever leave out anybody in the family. It was like, they're here for us. And I felt that. I didn't feel criticized. It was really hard to deal with my codependency and put a boundary in place that Scott really needed. And that was a challenge for me at that time. And he was mad and defensive at that time. So I needed a lot of encouragement to keep going and not to get weary. They reminded me, like, your marriage is valuable and don't give up on it and persevere and keep pointing to the Lord instead of feeding any kind of thoughts that I could have had of this isn't worth it to keep going and I just want to quit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they tried to call me and I hid in my little hole because I had so much shame. But eventually, you know, the Lord softened my heart. And, I've known the Lord for a long time, and you can run, but you can't hide. Thank the Lord that he doesn't let us just go to our own demise. But, you know, God started turning me. That her separating in the beginning, I was just obstinate, but I was lonely, and you know, it eventually, that's the boundary that I needed. And so at that point I knew, like, this is, I already knew a long time, even when I was starting to do it, I knew it was not good, but I didn't realize how bad it had gotten. And so I started understanding the gravity of my situation, my sin and my choices. And I started listening to the elders. Mm-hmm. I started going to counseling and figuring out what the root problems were. Wow. And just through many counsel with brothers and little therapy, and just finally just going, okay, God, I can't do this. I need you. And, you know, through that, I found recovery, I found redemption, and, you know, God used City Church so much. I mean, I was playing 15 hours a day. We almost lost our house. I lost my wife for 15 months. I might as well have been a meth addict or something, you know, I mean, it was bad. And, which is crazy. I mean, I was a pastor on fire for the Lord, did mission work, literally had led hundreds of people to Christ. And the thing I forgot is we need the gospel every day.
Yeah.
You know, the truth. It's like, I'm good now. I got Jesus. Now you need Jesus. No, I need Jesus. I need Jesus every day, you know? And of course, City Church always reminds us of that. So, you know, I just surrendered and we got back together. And in so many ways, our marriage is better than it's ever been.
I think something that I tell people is how I know that, like, the people of City Church love me is that they challenge me to do what is hard. Like, the last thing you probably wanted to do was share and to speak and do counseling. But seeing the fruit of that and seeing how, you know, elders and leadership really pulled through for you guys. That's beautiful. You were talking about how things are different, maybe not perfect, but can you speak into just the celebration and joy that's resulted in your own lives and the aftermath of that, and just being a part of City and continuing with the leadership here?
Yeah. I think for me, there's just so much joy in the whole, you know, beauty from ashes. It felt like we went through a season where everything just kind of burned down around us almost in our relationship. You know, you're separated for 15 months. And then in the reconciliation we've been through, one of the things I never really had access to was my husband's heart. Not really. He didn't even know I didn't have access. I mean, it was just, but like to be connected at a heart level is what God desires for marriage, you know, is that vulnerability. And so going through, had we never gone through that, and had we not had the church standing with us, because it's easy to quit. Both of us had thoughts of quitting during that separation. I mean, that was hard. It was long. And I thought, is he ever going to come back around? You know, and I had women and our elders, but particularly women just pointing me back to like, no, your hope is in Christ. And like, don't give up on your marriage. And, you know, and I think just to see the fruit that we have a healthy marriage now and we're able to encourage other couples. And for me, the big win is being at a church where we can tell our story and encourage other people to tell their story and not walk in shame, because shame is what kept him trapped for so long. And now we're like in the light. We can be in the light. I can say, yeah, I mean, I have codependency and I deal with people pleasing and I can talk about it, and it kills it. It gets rid of it when we put it in the light. So I love that we're part of a church that encourages us to tell our story.
Can I sing the In the Light song by DC Talk right now? Okay, sorry. Want to be in the light. Okay, anyway. This situation is a Romans 8:28 situation. God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Lord, of his son. So God has worked this for the good. Now I counsel guys who go through addiction. I would never be able to do that without knowing and being where they've been. So did God want me to do this? No. But he turns the bad into good. What was meant for bad, he means for good. So it's a literal embodiment of that verse, our situation. And so we're celebrating the truthfulness of the word, the grace of the Lord, and how he uses his church to manifest that and bring those things to light.
Yeah, our God is a God who turns evil to good, you know, uses brokenness and weakness to make us strong. And guys, such an incredible, powerful story. And I'm just kind of glad to be here and be a part of it. And again, beautiful story. I'd like to thank you guys once again for taking the time to come in and share with the church.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and as a side note, we celebrated our 20th anniversary this May, so that's worth celebrating. Yeah, we're taking a road trip in my husband's little sports car for our 20-year wedding anniversary, so we're excited about that too.
You heard it here first. We're all going on a road trip, and they're paying for it.
You can't fit my sports car.
I would like to thank those who tuned in to this week's City Church Together. Hopefully it gave you something to celebrate. City Church, go and multiply the gospel.